Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nothing doing unless you're a Jets fan. There's a lot doing if you're a Jets fan. Nothing doing if you're a Dolphins fan right now. David Fioronis from the Sun Sentinel, he retweeted the Jets trades. He's like, wow, the fire sale is truly on for the Jets. And Dolphins? Question mark. And apparently, according to Jordan Schultz, and I did see a tweet that they put up on ESPN in the studios here on one of the monitors. It was Breece Hall, and it was just like ... something like that. Yeah. Like, obviously, what's going on here? Jordan Schultz tweets out, Breece Hall wants to be traded, I'm told. A little over an hour until the deadline, but Breece wants to be out. Which I would understand. I mean, if you're on the Jets, this is a complete rebuild. They are gutting that organization. And I know a lot of Dolphins fans going, well, wait a second. Because Josh said it in the last segment, I thought was, you know, I mean, profound as are you going to half-ass or full-ass is going to be. I mean, how profound can that be? But that really is like, so the Jets, you get rid of Quinnen Williams, you get rid of Sauce Gardner, and you go, okay, they are all, that is not half-assing a rebuild. That is an organization that is identifying, we're going nowhere. With our current construct, we're going nowhere. And the Dolphins, again, I thought there was going to be that kind of attitude after Chris Greer was fired. They don't seem to have that right now. Can this last hour show us a ton of wheeling and dealing? Sure.
Maybe. But I am surprised
that the Dolphins' only move has been Jalen Phillips so far.
I'll say this, though. What does it say about Chris Greer's tenure as general manager that as you approach the deadline after he's been fired and the Dolphins are open to moving on from basically their best players outside of maybe Jalen Waddle and Devon Achane?
Are they? Like that's the question, because like the whole thing became, oh yeah, Jalen, who's their best players? Jalen Waddle, Devon Achane. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they've kind of let it be known, unless someone gives us something ridiculous. Now, Sauce Gardner got 2 first-round picks in return, but I don't think you're getting that for Jalen Waddle or Devon Achane.
But what does it say about the Dolphins that even when they're trying to attempt a fire sale, the best they can get for guys they're willing to move on from during the Chris Greer GM era is a third-round pick?
Yeah, no, it doesn't say much.
I mean, at least the Jets, look, man, they're a dumpster fire, but at least look at the talent that they just gave up, and they got 5 first-rounders in return for 2 guys.
Well,
and all the Dolphins have been able to get is a third-round pick when they're trying to do the same thing?
But
what?
But you could also extrapolate that as, wow, the Jets had a lot of talent with no success to show for it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, we'll keep an eye on it. There's less than an hour to go. In fact, 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX, room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So, Dolphins, they have Buffalo on Sunday. They still have half a season to go. They have half a season to go. By the way, in this hour, unless something significant happens with the Dolphins, I have the mid-season report card for the Dolphins from Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, I mean, you tell me the bright spot. Tell me the position group and the bright spot.
Is it position groups or players?
It's position groups.
The only one I could give you, there's two off the top of my head. Running backs would get an above average grade just because of Devon Achane.
Agreed.
I think that's a no-brainer. But even then, if you look at the whole picture, Jalen Wright's been inactive. And Ollie Gordon, I mean, I like Ollie, but he hasn't exactly jumped onto the scene. And so that position group probably gets like a B, B plus, maybe an A minus. And then Riley Patterson and the special teams. But even that would take a knock because you have Zach Sealer running into the kicker, Matthew Judon running into the kicker. The Dolphins, every time they seemingly get a good return, there's a penalty flag, laundry on the field. It's coming back 10 yards. So even then, special teams probably doesn't get the best grade. But Riley Patterson, he's been good.
Except that he can't kick anything over 50 yards.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
And that guy in Jacksonville is doubling the length of which Riley Patterson can kick a field goal. But anyway, I've got the midseason report cards. Game Day Uncensored on Sunday will begin at 9 a.m. on this radio station. That Miami-Buffalo game is going to be something. Now, I thought the Miami-Atlanta game was going to be a dumpster fire, and it wasn't. It turned out to be Miami's best performance of the season. So can they muster some magic Sunday against the Bills? Again, I don't see it, but I was surprised by the Atlanta game, so I don't put anything out of the realm of possibility. Now that game is off the board. Oh, no, there it is. 9.5. Dolphins are 9.5-point underdogs at home. Again, that's gone up precipitously.
I feel like I want to bet the Dolphins to cover?
Man, I mean, wouldn't you feel like a dope, though, when they go down 28-0 in the first quarter?
And they couldn't score a touchdown against the Ravens. And I have, for some reason, I have like a modicum of hope that they can keep it close against the Bills again. I don't know why. They lost. They played as well as we thought anybody thought they could in Buffalo.
Yep.
Week 3. And they still lost by 10.
Yeah. All right, let's do headlines. Depressing. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Durrell Volkswagen or DurrellVolkswagen.com. Would it disappoint you, by the way, if news came down? It has not. I'm not reporting this because news has not come down. What if I told you Jalen Waddle was traded? They got a late, I shouldn't say late because you don't know when the draft pick's going to be. They got a second round pick.
Yeah, I think I would be a little disappointed.
You'd be disappointed, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would.
Even saying, hey, we want to rebuild. We see what the Jets are doing. They're getting rid of legit talent. Now they're getting first-rounders in return. But they're getting rid of legit talent because they're identifying that they're not going anywhere. But then if I told you, hey, Dolphins, they're acknowledging a full rebuild has to be done, and they've gotten rid of Waddle for a second-rounder.
Yeah, I think I would be disappointed.
Okay.
I would. I'm not going to say I'm going to be livid about it. I mean, look, this is what happens when your team isn't good. You've had a general manager run your team in the opposite direction over 7 years. They fire him. This is what happens. Like, you kind of have to take some hacks somewhere, don't you? And if that means moving on from Jalen Waddle for a second-round pick, again, I'm not advocating for it, but I'm also not going to call out the Dolphins. I thought they got really solid value for Jalen Phillips. I thought that's the type of move you have to do, even if you have to eat $6 million that they ended up eating. But I don't know. I feel like Waddle, you should get more if you're moving on from Jalen Waddle. I don't think he's paid too much. I think he's paid right around where he should be paid. And if you're going to move on from him, like, you should be getting a first rounder. Look at what the Jets are getting for Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. They're getting 2 first-round picks. You can't get 1 for Jalen Waddle. I don't know. I'm fine with them keeping Waddle and Devon Achane if they're not getting blown away by some of the offers. By the way, Hawk, the Jets are kind of blowing this thing up. They were 1.5-point favorites at home against the Browns. Could you imagine having to watch that game?
Browns and Jets is this weekend?
Browns and Jets. Could you imagine? And they're now 2.5-point underdogs at home this upcoming weekend.
Speaking of, like, could you imagine? I told you Game Day Uncensored with Tobin and Solana, Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins, 9 a.m. Sunday. Could you imagine? Is it the next week that it's the Brazil game?
You're talking about the Spain game?
Or Spain?
Yeah.
Could you imagine having to start? Is it only a 3-hour pregame show?
So we've done it a couple different ways in the past. Sometimes 3 hours, sometimes 2 hours. I'm hoping, I'm praying that it's only a 2-hour pregame show.
I'm lobbying for the full 4 hours. I think you guys should have to be there at 5:30 a.m.
Well, then I'm booking you as a guest at 5:45 for segment. You're booked. Consider it done.
I 100%. Hey, write your local program director, Len.Weiner at Odyssey.com. Tell him, hey, man. Jimmy's like, what is email? If you can't figure out everyone's email address where they work, Jimmy, you're not trying hard enough. Mark.Hockman at Odyssey.com. Flood my email box, Jimmy. Like you could email the CEO at that address. Flood Len Weiner's email box. Tell him that you want the full 4 hours of Game Day Uncensored for that Spain game.
I agree. Tobin, good luck. I'll see you at 7:30.
Antoine, if you're listening, I want that schedule to come out. I want it to say 5:30 a.m.
Dan Day is going to show up. Tobin and I just don't show up until 7:30. Dan Day does the first 2 hours by himself. Could you imagine doing a 4-hour pregame show starting at 5:30 for Dolphins Commanders? Jaden Daniels out, half their roster is out, and the Dolphins, with all intents and purposes, are going to be 2-8 going into that game, bro.
Jaime.Garcia at Odyssey.com if you want to email Jimmy.
What are you doing, man? Come on.
Oh, yeah, you're real busy, are you, Jimmy? You can't go through the 3 emails that are going to come in?
Jimmy does get pictures, by the way. Those don't go to spam, so... Feel free to get crazy.
Yeah. Go nuts. No pun.
Hey, Hawk, if I would have told you, if I would have told you the Dolphins were going to enter the Spain game, what is that, week 11? At 2-8, right? They're 2-7. At 2-8. You would have said what? Oh, Tua missed 4 games.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. That the Zach Wilson signing was not what it was supposed to be. But like I said to you in Appel, what have I said to you? Because how far, what are we, a year and a half removed from Show Me the Money?
Yeah.
Right? It was before last season.
No, it was going into last season. So right. Yeah, a year and a half removed, yeah.
If I told you a year and a half after Tua is welcomed with a standing ovation at Dolphins camp because he got a giant $250 million contract, and he grabs the microphone, he shouts, show me the money, and the fans go crazy. If I told you a year and a half later, we'd be talking about whether to trade him or cut him? And you'd think it was crazy.
I was reading in the Herald, Barry Jackson, he put out like his 6 notes on the Fins today. And man, I don't want to pile on Tua, Hawk, because like, what's the point at this point? But he says, besides leading the league in interceptions, tied with Geno Smith, Tua is 26 in passing yards per game, 24th in passer rating at 87.6 between Michael Penix Jr. and Spencer Rattler, who got benched, 13th in completion percentage, but he says a figure boosted because he throws more passes behind the line of scrimmage than most top quarterbacks, and 29th in yards per completion, 27th in ESPN's QBR metric. Man, it's just like what, because I did see some people reacting yesterday when we're talking about getting out from Tua, and there's still people who believe that this is not a Tua problem, that it's mostly a personnel issue and offensive line and yada, yada, yada. And it's like, man, maybe, but look at the numbers, man. This guy is just not the same guy. He's just not.
I like this guy who puts on the chat. Hawk, we all saw this coming 3-4 years ago. Yeah. Oh, of course you did. Yeah, when he was throwing for 4,000 yards, playing all 17 games, and being talked about as an MVP, you saw it coming, Justin. Yeah, okay. Okay, Justin.
I agree with him. All right, should I jump into headlines here, Hawk?
Yeah, I introduced it about 6 minutes ago.
Oh, okay, perfect. We continue on then. Here's the updates from the New York Jets. Here's what they have done. The Jets sent Sauce Gardner to the Indianapolis Colts and in return 2 first-round picks. So that's the blockbuster trade ahead of the trade deadline. And then they also sent Quinnen Williams to the Dallas Cowboys in return a 2nd-round pick for the upcoming NFL draft 2026, plus a 2027 first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints, a couple other things that have happened. The Saints traded Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks. Seahawks trying to get some more talent. Cooper Kupp's kind of been whatever for them this year after he left the Rams. So trying to get some more talent. But it doesn't look like Sam Darnold even needs it. He's only had 4 touchdown passes on Sunday Night Football.
The guy's ridiculous. I mean, the guy's ridiculous.
It is funny that the Jets are trading everybody, all their best players. Meanwhile, the guy they drafted with one of the picks they're going to end up trying to draft is on another team. Just, again, second team.
That's the kind of guy that they're trying to find.
Raiders, they sent Jacoby Myers to the Jacksonville Jaguars as well. So Trevor Lawrence gets another weapon. Hawk, did you see this story about Tom Brady and his dog?
Yeah, I'll get to that later. It's too long. It requires more discussion than a throwaway bit at the end.
I gotcha. I figured you had read it because I read not the entire report, but I really had to dive in because at first I'm like, huh, this is weird. And then I did read more about it. But whatever. The Miami Heat, they beat the Clippers last night, 120-119. If you didn't stay up, here's what happened. The Heat gave up 70 points again in the first half to the Clippers, who play at the slowest pace in the league. And you're saying to yourself, what the F is going on with the Heat's defense? They gave up 77 in the first half to the Lakers, 71 to the Clippers, and then they locked in defensively. And at the end of the game, Bam Adebayo showed why he's the best defender in the NBA. Forget your stupid Defensive Player of the Year awards. Forget your stupid first team and second team all defense awards at the end of the season, NBA. Just chop up the final 50 seconds of the game, and it proves Bam's the best defender in the NBA.
Well, that's no way to watch a game. I don't want to watch just the 50 seconds.
The Heat, they win 120-119. They're 4-3. They're going to play tomorrow in Denver in the Mile High to play the Nuggets.
All right.
You saw our boy Precious Achiuwa got signed today?
I did not.
With the Sacramento Kings.
Light the beam.
The Panthers start a 4-game road trip tonight out west. They're going to play the Anaheim Ducks. 1st of 4. That is a late puck drop tonight, Hawk.
Yep.
You're going to stay up for some of these games? 10 p.m. tonight.
I'll watch a little. My plan is watch a little Bulls in the early evening and a little Panthers late evening.
10 p.m. tonight, 10 p.m. Thursday against the Kings, 10 p.m. Saturday against the Sharks, and then 10 p.m. next Monday against the Golden Knights. So 4 straight 10 p.m. starts out on the West Coast.
I made it through about half of the Heat game last night.
Yeah.
I had bet the Norman Powell over. So I was watching. I think he had like 7 points in the first quarter. Am I right there? 7 or 8 points in the first quarter?
Nah, it was a great start. They were up 12-2. Norm had half the points. Yeah, it was a great start for him.
And then I guess I fell asleep around halfway through the game because I don't recall anything else.
It's funny because, you know, the whole Kawhi Leonard thing is circulating around the Clippers. Yeah. And then during the game, you get another report from, I think it was Pablo Torre, about how the Clippers owner Steve Ballmer is now getting sued again, and like all this is happening, and Kawhi Leonard, Hawk, on when he's on the floor, this guy is still an effing monster.
I watched some of what he did last night. Like, yeah, he's a monster.
Crazy, man. So Panthers tonight at 10, and you're just closeout headlines. Last night, the Cardinals beat the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. I don't think a lot of people had that happening. And Jonathan Gannon, the Cardinals head coach, said there's no quarterback change coming. He's sticking with Kyler Murray, but I don't know. I mean,
Jacoby looked pretty good, man. Jacoby looked pretty good. No one saw that happening. I had the Cowboys laying 3.
Of course.
Yeah. Thank God for Norman Powell. I needed someone to bail me out last night.
We're going to have to find another player to bet on.
I know.
We're getting priced out of Josh Giddey double-doubles, yeah, man.
Might have to go boozy over tonight, even though he's gone under the last two games. 16.5 is where it's at.
What's it at?
Minus 105.
All right.
And it had been like minus 120, minus 125. So instead of lowering it to 16 or 15.5, they're just lowering the odds to minus 105.
Shout out to Canes Hoops, by the way, and Canes Women's Basketball, both. They opened up the season yesterday, and they blew out Hofstra 83-48. The women's did. And then the men's basketball team beat Jacksonville 86-69 last night.
Nice.
Shout out to Jimmy for posting both of those scores on his Instagram story, which is the
all
only
of a sudden
reason.
He became the biggest Canes basketball fan. Like, he's posting behind the scenes locker room video. Like, boy, you got caught up in the opening of the season, Jimmy.
It's so sure bizarre. Did. Like, I put up with his stupid St. Thomas volleyball stories every now and then, but then all of a sudden he's like posting highlights from the Canes Hofstra game.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, wow, this guy is excited about the Jay Lucas era.
I'm still posting about St. Thomas football, by the way.
All right, good for you.
Nothing about the Heat, huh? You got the Norman Powell vibes in the locker room. Nothing about the Heat, Jimmy, but Canes women's basketball and Hofstra. I mean, that's your Instagram story.
I didn't do it today, but I do.
Yeah, don't let him bully you, Jimmy.
How many bags of M&Ms does he throw down already?
Oh, my God. I mean, the guy.
I have an open one right now.
Yeah, we're going to call in a doctor to amputate one of his feet by the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
All right, your weather in South Florida right now, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That's sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, NFL trade deadline, 38 minutes away. 38 minutes away. Will the Dolphins make another maneuver? We'll keep an eye on it.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think Nikola Jovic really meant that when he said that he wanted to congratulate us on the move to FM. It felt like he really meant that. It felt like it meant a lot to him. Mm-hmm. Half hour left till the trade deadline. I'm watching Adam Schefter on ESPN. You laughing? You don't think Nikola Jovic was really moved by our, touched by our move to FM?
Yeah, no, I think, I think it was just he understood the massive impact that it carried in the South Florida sports media market. I truly do. I think you could tell by his words. Yeah. Like, he was genuinely moved by the entire situation. Yeah.
So there's nothing on the Dolphins, huh? I keep looking. I'm like, this can't be right. Apparently it is.
I was, preparing for headlines today, Hawk. I was kind of like, oh, I mean, this will take care of itself.
I swear, right. I'm not even joking. I had this, because we didn't book any guests for this hour. Normally, Aronde joins us on Tuesdays. He's flying today, so he couldn't join us. I was like, oh, you know what? I don't want to be stuck on the phone, with Joe Zagacki talking about the opening of Hurricanes basketball season when all these Dolphins trades are happening. That was my thought, but nothing seems to be happening. I want to do the do something GIF.
GIF.
I think it's a GIF.
No, it's a GIF for sure.
Pretty sure it's a GIF.
Okay. Pretty sure you're wrong.
Nothing doing. I'm looking at Adam Schefter's Twitter account. I'm looking at David Fiorona's. I'm looking at Barry Jackson. Huh. See, I find it interesting. If Mike McDaniel literally is going to be coaching for his job. By the way, I'll get to these midseason grades from Perk. I have Heat tickets to give away as well. We have a pair of Heat tickets every day this week. Heat and Cavs next Monday at the Kaseya Center. But I do find it interesting that Mike McDaniel, don't you think at some point, Champ Kelly or Stephen Ross, maybe Champ Kelly through Stephen Ross, tells Mike McDaniel, hey, let's give Tua a rest for the remainder of the season and let's see what we have with Quinn Ewers or Zach Wilson?
I think at some point you have to.
But in other words, Mike McDaniel doesn't have to if he's coaching for his job. But Stephen Ross can say, hey, man, let's put Tua on ice. We're not going anywhere. We want to make sure he's healthy. He's going to be our quarterback next season, or we're going to try to move him, and we want him to be healthy if we're going to try to move him. Like, Mike McDaniel's going to be in this really tenuous position of coaching for his job, but maybe not having any of the tools that make it easy.
No, and Huck, remember on Friday we had on Chris Perkins, and I asked him, Will Mike McDaniel lean into this? Will Mike McDaniel lean into the fact that, hey, the players Chris Greer put on the field for me didn't exactly pan out, so I'm going to lean into the future and what they're hoping will be the next wave of players that are currently on the roster right now fighting for their job? And what I really meant by that was, has Mike McDaniel proven to you, Hawk? Sure, he turned Tua Tagovailoa's career around. I think that, like, if you want to have one silver lining from the entire...
Well, he got him paid. I don't know if he turned his career around, but he got him paid.
Hawk, of course he turned his career around. I mean, Tua Tagovailoa was seen as this fragile quarterback who was no good, and he had one of the best seasons in 2023.
But stop it. What do you think he's seen at around the league? Seen as around the league now?
Right now, yeah, I mean,
a fragile quarterback who can't get the job done. No, yeah, I'm telling you, that's why I say, yeah. I take issue with you saying he turned his career around. He got him paid, but I don't think that he changed the narrative on Tua.
But either way, clearly he had success with Tua. Okay, yeah. He proved that, right? Has he proven to you he can be successful with another quarterback? Because I know it's a small sample size, but the Skylar Thompson experiment was an absolute dud. He looked awful with Tim Boyle. To be fair, everybody looks awful with Tim Boyle. And then he had a chance with Tyler Huntley. And over a four-game sample size or three-game sample size, they couldn't do anything. They couldn't move the ball. So if I'm Mike McDaniel, I might be relishing the opportunity to move on to another quarterback and prove to Steven Ross, hey, I don't need Tua for my offense to look successful. But what if, I could do it with another quarterback.
But what if the other quarterback choices are Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers? Like, you could be good with quarterbacks, but you may not be able to make, you know.
Yeah, no, I get
you know
that.
What I'm saying.
I still
tuna salad out of
Yeah, I gotcha. But I still think there's value for Mike McDaniel in proving, hey, look, like I can put a good offense together.
I think it's chicken salad because it doesn't make any sense what I was saying there. It's how to make chicken salad out of chicken bleep. Like that's the phrase. I said him to make tuna salad, but there is no one calls anything tuna bleep. It's chicken bleep. So
well,
that made
know,
no sense.
I don't know any phrases. So the way you said it sounded perfect to me.
Tuna salad.
I mean, Hawk, I hate to put the cart inside the horse here.
Sure, of course.
But I'm not convinced that Mike McDaniel's done enough without Tua for anybody to believe, hey, this offense, his approach, his coaching style, his offensive scheme will be good without Tyreek Hill and Tua running the offense. I mean, I think it will. I think he's a great play caller, but I don't know. He has to prove that, doesn't he? And he has an opportunity to do it with a young quarterback at least the last six games of the season.
So you're saying if they bench Tua for the final six games and Quinn Ewers looks decent, that would be enough for you or Steven Ross to say, hey, you know what? We need a better quarterback for Mike McDaniel, and then we're good.
I'm not telling you it's enough, but I think it's a step in the right direction. I think it will go a long way in proving that Mike McDaniel can still be a competent head coach if given the right pieces around him. And maybe another general manager, whoever the next guy is, sees that body of work, sees what he does with a rookie in Quinn Ewers, and if he can maximize him in a short amount of time, maybe he'll feel the same way. But if not, like if you're just trotting Tua out there because you think it gives you the best chance to win and the results are what we've seen, how does that help him? I don't understand this entire scenario where it's like, well, he has to play Tua because it gives him the best chance to win. Okay, but you're not winning.
But again, if he's playing for his job, and I understand you're taking it in a different direction, which is he's not going to be judged at the end of the season on wins and losses, because if he racks up three additional wins because Tua's in there at the end of the season, you're saying that's not what you're going to judge him on. You might judge him even if he's 0-6 in the final six games, but Quinn Ewers looks really good under his tutelage. That might be a way that he keeps his job.
Yeah, but I think if you go 0-6, maybe this entire argument just holds no water.
I think if he's the head coach next season, there's going to be hell to pay from the fan base.
Oh, for sure. I mean, a dead man walking, man.
You feel like it. And I feel like, you know, if Jalen Ramsey wanted out after last season. Like, who's going to want to be here after this season if it's a rebuild? And I don't know. It just seems flawed. Let's give away these Heat tickets. We'll take a break and we'll talk more Dolphins as we kind of close out this NFL trade deadline. There's 20 minutes left, and we'll see if the Dolphins are able to muster up anything. We will take a break. We will come back. We'll watch the final 15 minutes leading up to the trade deadline together and see if anything happens.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nothing. I'm waiting. I thought there'd be more action at the commercial break, at the trade deadline. We're 10 minutes away from the official NFL trade deadline, and I'm not seeing any rumblings of anything with the Dolphins. Doesn't mean that something can't happen, but I'm not seeing any rumblings with the Dolphins. So with 10 minutes to go, it looks like the Dolphins fired Chris Greer, elevated Champ Kelly, and got rid of Jalen Phillips. That's the three maneuvers. Now, the Jets have gone all in on a rebuild. They've traded Sauce Gardner. They've traded Quinnen Williams. They're going to get the first round pick. I mean, the first overall pick, you think? I mean, they're going to be terrible, right?
They're already terrible. They're committing to it.
Yeah.
They're already terrible.
They're already terrible.
Yeah.
So
Here's what they have. 5 first-round picks and 3 second-rounders in the next 2 drafts combined, so 2026 and 2027. If you're just catching up, Crowder, the Jets, 5 first-round picks, 3 second-rounders in the next 2 upcoming drafts.
Oh,
that's a rebuild.
Yeah, that's a that is like from the studs.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of Sauce Gardner. They got rid of Quinnen Williams. They are telling you, we recognize we're no good, and we're not going to try to piecemeal it together around these guys. We are going to load up on draft picks. Now, maybe there's someone that they covet as well. You have that many first rounders. I mean, you could go get a star quarterback if one becomes disenfranchised. You know, maybe they want to go get Aaron Rodgers if he doesn't like what's going on in Pittsburgh. No. But yeah, you have that kind of draft capital. You have a lot of freedom to do a lot of things that other teams can't do.
Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it, fellas?
No.
A couple really high, pretty good, pretty good players.
5 first round picks in.
No. I'm saying a team that's not doing very good, terrible record, and has some highly paid, decent players, and they move them.
But I think their decent players, their highly paid, decent players, I think are better than ours.
Yes.
We don't have a Sauce Gardner. Yeah.
No. And we have no Quentin. Yeah, Quentin Williams is better than any. Yeah, both of them. There's.
I mean,
Tyreek being hurt. There's nobody on our team as good as they are at their job.
Solana was saying, like, they traded 2 guys, got first rounders in return for both those guys. Do we have a guy that would bring a first rounder back? And obviously, the one they want to bring a first rounder back is Jaylen Waddle, but I don't think he would.
I don't think he would either. That's so the house is already shaky, and we're giving away Jalen Phillips. That's it.
There doesn't seem to be any other maneuvers. I'm just, David Fioronis at the Sun Sentinel says, we're in the final hour of the NFL's trade deadline. This was obviously a few minutes ago. Things might heat up for the Miami Dolphins, or they won't at all. There's my analysis. I mean, we're 7 minutes away. I don't think anything's happening. Tell you what, we'll take a break. We're going to take a break. 4 o'clock hour will be up, and we'll know officially if the only Dolphins move was Jaylen Phillips earlier in the week, and then we know what to expect for the rest of the season. Crowder's checking in from L.A., so we'll have him for the next hour. Take a break. 4 o'clock hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.